Welcome to the James Mellon Podcast. I am Dr. James Mellon, and I am here to help you live your greatest life ever by living life to the fullest. What you're about to hear is one of my Sunday talks from our Celebrations of Love. I hope you enjoy it.
I want to talk about the workshop I did on the ship. I did a workshop about my new book, The Five Questions, and we talked a little bit about quantum, but Kevin did the workshop, and if I can share this, there was, you know, within the five questions, you're asked to look at yourself. You know, I read the question out, and then we talk a little bit, and you're just sitting with music, and then you're asking the question and see what comes up. And one of the things that did come up for him, and he shared with me, he said, "I'm really tired of having to be perfect at everything." And then this song came along, and he applied that to this song. And even in the song, how ironic, there's a song, "That perfect girl is gone, that perfect man is gone." I mean, when we speak our truth and when we make decisions and we decide, "I'm done being boxed in. I am really done being boxed in. I am willing to drop the walls and let what happens happen. Let what happens happen." So our theme this month is expansion. And I want to ask you right now, I'm just going to ask you a question. What does the word expansion mean to you? And I'd like to give you a minute. I'd just like you to turn to someone next to you and tell them what expansion means to you. So just take a moment and turn to the person next to you. If you don't have a person next to you, Genevieve, right behind you. There you go, right there. Oh, there you go, right in front of you. Perfect. Talk. Tell each other. Sherry? The band, you can talk. What's it mean, David? Okay. Aaron doesn't have any limits. Okay, good, good, good. It's always dangerous to do this because then I don't get you back. You're like, "No, we're all happy to talk now." So Peter, what'd you come up with? Expanding how you see yourself. Okay, what else? Eric, what'd you get? Pansexual. But that's expansive. Panorama. My personal experience, expanding it into the everything. Yeah, Anita? No ifs, no buts, no ands, no yeah buts.
No yeah buts.
Anthony?
Receptive to the spirit within.
Receptive to the spirit within. How's that feel? Mm-hmm. Archie? Letting go of you. Sounds like, do you want to sing that? It sounded like you were going to sing it. Rachel? You knew I was going to call on you. Movement? Moving without fear and being aligned with yourself. That sounds great. Yeah, Anita, you have a second one? To let it go. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Yeah. And time. So now I want to go back to quantum. There is no time in quantum. So every single one of you sitting here today could make a decision to expand. And here's the real thing about expansion. Expansion just is. We are part of a quantum universe. We are the quantum universe. What does energy have at its core more than anything else in terms of properties? Creativity. Energy is creative. It is constantly creating. It's constantly expanding. The universe is constantly expanding, constantly moving. And if that is the case, and it is the case, then that's what you're doing, Liz, right? So we're talking about expansion, but you are expanding. You can't not expand. That which you are cannot evolve, cannot not evolve, rather. You have to evolve at all times because that's what you're doing. So what's the issue then? Perception, decision, intention, what you're doing with this expansion. Because quantum just is. There is the whole thing about let it go. There is that in you that is moving through you. It just does. You cannot stop it. You can ignore it. You can fight it. You can move it. You can direct it somewhere that's not in your best interest, but it's still expanding and it will still take you where it wants to go. If you want to take it on a circuitous route of pain and suffering and lack and limitation and sorrow and failure, give me some other disgusting words. Frustration. What?
Shame.
Well, change isn't a bad word.
Shame.
Thank you. I was like, change, shame, all of those things that we take this expansive universe and funnel it right into that. Did you ever hear this from yourself? Everybody else seems to be able to do that. Everybody is so amazing. Me, not so much. They can do it. Meryl Streep can do it. But actually, I can do what Meryl can do. Meryl Streep can do it. Many people have things that they point to and say, oh my God, that is brilliant. And yet the only reason you know it's brilliant is because there's something in you that recognizes yourself. That's how this works. But most often, way too often, we are not doing that. We're not saying, yes, that's what we are. We're saying, that's who Eric Overholtzer is. I could never do that. That's where we are in this teaching. In this science. And so for me, expansion just is. Quantum just is. And quantum, by the way, just to clear this up, quantum is really just how you measure something, how you quantumize something, how you, the spectrum of something. That's all it is. We have co-opted it in religious science, in New Thought, in spirituality, to say the quantum field. You know, we call it this spiritual field, this quantum field of energy. But really, what we're talking about, no offense to anybody who has a problem with this word, we're talking about God. God is the quantum field. God is this infinite field of vibration and energy. We've just had such a bad relationship with God, many people have, over the years, because the word God was co-opted into being political, controlling. God was co-opted to create boxes that said, this is what God is and you're not. So we have given this unfortunate lip service to God being a polarizing word. And so we've used quantum now. Now we say the quantum field. Except it's not the quantum field, because quantum is really just a word that says how big or little it is. It's God. It's this expansive, energized field of pure love. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's what we all are. And there's only one, constantly moving. So you are the quantum field. So Carl Sagan, I mean, how many people know who Carl Sagan is? Of course you do. Do we love Carl Sagan?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that like one of your favorite movies?
Yes.
Contact? Just an amazing movie. He said this, the cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff. We are the way for the universe to know itself. And I originally, when I was putting this slide together, I had all these pictures of the cosmos, and I was like, wait a minute, no, I need a baby. I need a gorgeous little baby with the most universal star stuff eyes. Are they not? That is just so gorgeous to me. But that's you. That's who you are. You are, Carol. What is behind those eyes? I know, right? We are that field of creative energy and love and fun and naughtiness, all of it, everything. I mean, when you were a little child, raise your hand. How many of you as little children got into trouble? How many of you were just adventure? No? John DePatty, you never got in trouble? You were really a good kid? You didn't do that till you got older. Yeah. Well, I was my nickname. My parents called me Itchy because I just got into everything. Everything was interesting to me. It was like, I remember the one time my uncle was a hairdresser. I thought I'd be a hairdresser for a while. It was just the premonition of what was to come. But I was going to be a hairdresser. And there was a little girl on the block, and we used to play together. And I said, I think I'm going to be a hairdresser when I grew up. She goes, oh, well, try with me. And I cut her beautiful long blonde hair into a cute little pixie. Needless to say, I was grounded for like a month. Her parents were furious at me and my parents. And my mother was like, what were you thinking? I said, I'm going to be a hairdresser. She goes, you are not. Did you see her hair? You're not going to be a hairdresser. But that's this whole thing here. We are the way for the universe to know itself. The universe knows itself because you know yourself. Right, Mindy? That's how the universe knows itself. And so this idea of expansion this month, this idea of expansion, the title of my talk is this. Easy does it. Easy does it. How many of you work really hard to get everything that you want done? Yeah. Wow, Archie, you almost just put your arm through the wall. I did. I heard you hit the wall. It was like, boom. It's a lot easier than we think, folks. This thing called spirituality, this thing called life, this thing called success, this thing called happiness, this thing called creativity, it's a lot easier than we make it because you already are all of it. So I have a little video to show you. Some of you may have seen it already online. I was convinced into doing an axe competition. How many of you saw my axe video on Facebook? Oh, good. Only a few of you. Well, you were there. So Kevin convinced me to do this axe competition on the ship. Axe throwing. Thank you. So you had to get up and throw an axe with both hands and stick it on the piece of wood down there, the target. And so I said I'd do it. But I didn't realize it was like in front of the whole 1,000-seat, you know, and that they put you in this like lumberjack thing. And now what I did know was that the guy who was running the competition was one of the most gorgeous men I'd ever seen. He was like, he used to be an Abercrombie & Fitch model, and he was just this gorgeous lumberjack. And he's the one that said to me, if you come early, I'd love for you to be in the competition. I was like, oh, thanks. And then Kevin forced me to go.
You're doing it.
So anyway, so I did it. And he taught us how to do it. It was three on one side, three on the other side. And so you get up and you throw an axe. And my first axe just bounced off. And he came over to me and everybody's like, oh. And then he comes over to me and goes, okay, you're very strong. Take a few steps back. So I did. I took a few steps back. I threw it again. It bounced off. And he comes back up to me. He goes, okay, you're making it a lot harder than you need to. Just step back a little bit further and then just let it fly. This was my third throw. Sound?
That's here for physics.
Yeah! Pretty. I'm going to show you one more time. And the reason why is, listen to what he says about physics.
Physics.
I did that just to get a high five from that man. So he asked me what I did, and I didn't want to get into the whole I'm a minister, and I said, I teach physics. Which is why he says, let's hear it for physics. And everybody applauded. But here's what happened. I did take the step back. And when he said to me, just let it fly, I was like, yeah, I'm not in my body. I'm down there at the target hoping I hit it. And I'm thinking, you know, there's like, what was maybe 1,800 people in the room. Kevin was there, Al, Marcy, you know, friends. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. My butchness, which I'm known for, people... I mean, I'm just going to really disappoint people. But then I was like, oh my God, this is like a huge science of mind moment. Some beautiful man just said to me, just let it fly. And I'm like, I teach that. And so I just took the axe and I literally just took a deep breath and said, it doesn't matter. Threw it. And it just felt so perfect. And it just rolled and landed. And I was just like, and everybody screamed, and I was like, this is what we do. We get into our heads, and we forget. Our first thought is not, it's easy. Just let it fly. Our first thought is the result, not what we're doing. Our first thought is, how's this going to look? Am I going to be able to do it? We're in our heads with so much of it. And it took this lumberjack, and he now is a lumberjack from Alaska, to say to me, just let it fly. And I got it. It was like the best metaphysical lesson I could have learned. So here's the question I have for you in terms of the axe. What are you holding on to? What is inside of you that wants you to launch it? What is inside of you that wants you to let it go? And then the next question is, are you trying to control it? Are you trying to make sure that whatever that is comes out the way it's supposed to? And so very often it never comes out in the first place because you're just not sure. So you're just going to hold on to it. Or you're going to try to control it, make sure everything's exactly the way it's supposed to be before you ever let it go, before you ever allow yourself to launch. So the first question is, what is there? What is that thing? Second thing is, are you trying to control it? Yesterday in Palm Springs, we launched this topic. And one of the things that came up for me when people were talking about what does expansion mean, I realized something. You know, when Ernest Holmes said at the end of his life that the relative is the absolute at the level of the relative, and Dr. Eric spoke of this last week even, he was talking about this quantum field of pure possibility. That's the absolute, all of it, everything, this infinite field. The relative is you, Brad, or you, Nikki. You're the relative. You are that part, you are one of the particles in this field of particles in space. And as that particle, you have the entire field of possibility within you. And so the question really becomes, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? And I thought to myself, shadows. You said shame, Anthony. Shame. We talk about the relative and the absolute, and we're still living in this world of duality or polarity. We're still living in that world where we think there are opposites. There are not opposites, folks. There's just one thing going on. Shame, if shame is part of your experience right now, that is, believe it or not, God expressing that way. Because you get to take all of this and turn it into shame. Now, we don't like shame. We called shame a pejorative. We decide it's not a good thing, but it's still God. It is still all of this energy that you've put there. And I thought about it and I thought, wow, okay, my disappointments, my failures, my shame, my grief, all the things that still come up in my life are still all part of this field, this immense field of God. I just get to decide which one I want to live in. And sometimes I need to live in grief for a bit because that's expansive, believe it or not. And I got this yesterday. I was like, so grief is expanding me. Shame sometimes expands me into knowing so much more. And if I lose the fear of shame and fear and failure, if I lose the fear and the doubt and the uncertainty around all of that, imagine how I will feel when I'm in success and prosperity and love for myself. It's all one thing. And when we stop separating them and we stop pointing to things as being wrong for us or negative, we will learn so, so, so much more. So, spiritual responsibility. For me, expansion is all about being responsible. People ask all the time, why do you think religious science isn't a bigger organization? You know why? Because our tenet is responsibility. We ask you to take responsibility for your minds and for the way you think and believe, for the way you live your lives. Most other religions don't ask you to take responsibility. They ask you to do what they tell you to do. And if you don't, you will go to hell. And so be good so we can get you to heaven. And we know how to get you there. So now as lemmings, we follow them and we just move around. We're like, none of that's real. There is no heaven and hell. It's earth, right now, this beautiful place of consciousness is where you are, and you can be as depressed as hell or as cheerful and happy as can be. It's all up to you. How many people sign up for that? Yeah, you all did. I did. Because when I heard that, I was like, yeah, I want that. I want to be in charge of my future. I want to be in charge of my life. I want to be in charge of what's going to happen in my world. So spiritual responsibility. We teach this understanding of the table, four legs of a table. Your health, meaning your body, your vibrancy, your wealth, your prosperity, your creative expression, that which is coming through you. And the fourth leg is your relationships. And we ask you to really pay attention to the four legs of your table so that you can stand on top of it and feel secure. And none of those legs are wobbly. Because one leg wobbly, the financial leg wobbly, the table's wobbly. Relationships is wobbly, the table's wobbly. Your health is wobbly, the table's wobbly. So what does that mean? It means you have the capacity to take your mind and focus it on any one of those legs. I've spent the last 6 months really paying attention to my body. I really wanted to take my body back because I had sensed that I was letting it go again. And so I just worked on it. And it's amazing what you can do when your mind stops telling you you're getting old. My body is responding in a much younger fashion. 30 years ago, at the age of 39, I had a mental breakdown on the day of my 39th birthday. Not 40. 40 was fabulous. 39. Well, in just about 10 days, I will be 69. And I said to Kevin, I said, you know, they say it happens in 30s. So be prepared. On my 69th birthday, when I wake up, just be prepared. And then I heard myself. I was like, oh my God, I am preparing for my 69th breakdown. And then I said, well, if that happens, just know 70 is going to be fabulous, but it might be a tough year. What we tell ourselves comes true. That is what is going on. So in terms of expansion, what I have for you this month is I'm going to ask you, where are you going to be willing to put your star stuff? And you know what? I'm going back to this. If I can, yes. Where are you going to be willing to put those eyes? Where are you going to be willing to put what's behind those eyes? Because there is a cavalcade of creativity flowing through you that is just waiting for you to take that energy and let it go. Let it go. Don't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Walk away and slam the door on whatever you need to be done with. And be willing to expand because you are already expanding. But give it the room to fly. Get out of your way. Stop seeing anything that could hold you back. You want something to happen? Let it. Let it happen. Don't make it happen. How many of you are those people? I'll make that happen. I know. Let it happen. It was no accident that our housemate wanted to watch the whole 3 seasons of Ted Lasso while he was visiting us, and that Kevin got to watch that beautiful actress sing Let It Go, and then say, I'm going to sing this. And then all of a sudden I was like, of course, that's what this is all about. That is what this is all about. It's not about you trying to make something happen. It is not about you trying to become something, Ro. You're already it, right? You're already it. You're already perfect. You're already beautiful. You're already talented. You're already everything you could ever possibly imagine. You already are. Every one of us already is. We just have to be willing to let it go. To let this universal field of pure energy flow through us. Just take that beautiful you and release it to the universe. And I guarantee you, you will hit the mark. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the James Mellon Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the show. That way, you'll be sure to receive every new episode. And if you want to reach out and talk to me, you can always find me at my website, jamesmellon.org. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.